There's nobody like Jesus. There's nothing like his plan for my life. There's nothing like the words that he's spoken over me.
Oh. There's nobody like Jesus.
There's nothing like the love that he shows. Nothing like his grace and his mercy. I am so grateful. Nobody like Jesus. Yeah, yeah.
There's nobody like Jesus.
Jesus. No, no. There's nobody quite like Jesus. Nobody that can save me like he can. That can heal my body, raise me from the dead.
There's nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody that can turn my life around. Turn my frown into a smile and give me hope again. Hope again.
Surely I searched all over the world. I can't find anybody
I can't
like
find
Jesus.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. No.
No, 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 no.
There's nobody like Jesus.
And nobody can save me like
no, no, no,
you.
Nobody like Jesus.
Nobody can raise me like
nobody
you.
Nobody like Jesus.
I you wouldn't serve a
nobody
God
like Jesus.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, nobody like Jesus. That's a beautiful song by Darwin Hobbs. And it's our welcome song this morning to your morning energizer, your morning coffee, your morning faith boost. I believe you're having an amazing time learning the things we've been learning here together, you know, getting into God's word together again and again and again. To welcome to the second episode of the authentic seed of Abraham. Praise God. So let's jump right in. So we looked yesterday at Galatians 3, the 16th and the 29th verses. 16 of Galatians 3 using the NLT says clearly to us that God gave the promises to Abraham and his child. It says, and notice that the scripture doesn't say to his children, as if it meant many descendants. Rather, it says to his child. And that, of course, means Christ. So when God said, this blessing is to Abraham and his child, Abraham and his child, Abraham and his child, the Bible is saying that the child there is Christ. So we go clearly now to the 29th verse. It says, and now that you belong to Christ, you listener, you this morning, now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are the authentic seed of Abraham. You are Abraham's heir. And God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. I mean, you remember this ultimate search, you know? Yes, the one on TV, yep. So So let's assume there's a search, all right? And everybody's just looking for one person, and the person is the seed of Abraham. Everybody's looking. Why are they looking for the person? They're looking for the person to do him good, you know, to do her good, to be a blessing to the person, to just love on the person, you know, to just celebrate. I mean, and then you come to God so then you find that you are the one. How do you feel? As you're the one everybody's searching for, you are the missing child or the wanted one. You know, you are the seed of Abraham. And I want you to understand this. You are that seed of Abraham. And God is committed to the children of Abraham to bless them. How do I know that? You have to go into God's word and see exactly what God said. So let's travel quickly to the book of Genesis. All right, we'll go to Genesis and begin first, all right, in Genesis and the 26th chapter of the book of Genesis. So in Genesis 26, quite interesting here, from the first verse, it says, and a severe famine, all right, now struck the land as it had happened before in the time of Abraham. So Isaac moved to Gerar, where Abimelech, king of the Philistines. Verse 2 says, the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt. Okay, so there was famine in the land. Things were difficult. So maybe for some right now, really there seems to be famine. You might have even lost your job, or things might be not as flowing as, you know, when there was a lot of movement and business could flow better. You know, different things for different folks a lot this season. But this still applies. It applies every time. So there's famine. So verse 2 says, the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt, but do as I tell you. So I tell people, no matter how difficult situations are, don't jump on just what people say. Don't just jump on recommendations. Also endeavor to follow the leadings of the Spirit. Now, I understand clearly that God could speak to us or confirm something through people. So sometimes they're like, God, you've not talked to me. And God says, no, I did. I brought someone to give you a clear suggestion. And when the person spoke, it resonated with you. When the person spoke, it burnt in your heart. When the person spoke, there was a witness. You know, the Spirit bears witness. Romans chapter 8 tells us. So many times we ignore the witness because it just looked like it was too simple. We usually want something big, something spectacular. And, you know, I'm not judging because I've been there. You know, you're like, God, now on this mission you're sending me, give me something bigger. And God says, no. And like, give me something bigger. Yeah, give me something more. Give me something more. I don't want. All right, not like I get to whine like that. But you understand that? Give me something more. You can't just give me that. You know? But hey, he does. I mean, you've heard me tell the story of my having to come to Jabode. And very many years later, a friend asked, so was it a vision, a trance or something, you know, that you saw and then you came this way? I said, nope. You know, God spoke and it was an inward witness. My friend almost like, no way. That simple thing, yeah. But when you've come to trust the inward witness, and that's what I'm saying, the Spirit bears witness. That confirmation in your heart, you know, who's a witness? A witness is someone that says, oh, I agree. I was there. I testify also and all of that. So it's that witness. So the Holy Ghost might even send an information, you know, something in a book, and it just bear witness. That's your next step there. That's your next step there. It just bears witness. You didn't hear a voice. It just clicked in you. Now, of course, I understand the mind of man. I mean, the imagination in the mind of man is strong. You know, Bible trying to describe him with the depth of the wickedness, you know, saying that the heart of man is, you know, that man is desperately wicked. Trying to describe the imagination, the depth of it. You know, the way people even have to, even to steal takes a lot of effort. Planning, you know, scheming. It's work. So the heart of man is so, even for good things, we could sit down and imagine, even imagine things the Lord didn't ask us to do. All right. So I've had to learn, even in the case of David, went to build a temple. And God says, no, good idea to burden, but your son will do it. So I could have a great idea, all right? I could have a great idea for the kingdom, and God might say, no, don't bother. right? Paul in Acts, he still wanted to go preach somewhere. Holy Ghost said no. Somewhere Holy Ghost said no. So as much as God wants you everywhere, God might need you somewhere specific right now. Do you get that? Now, two things. That might mean in certain cases, which I like to say, you might need to hold on. Don't make a move because the next move might lead you more and more in the wrong direction. Some other times, the Lord might not mind that. You take a few steps till he now says stop. So both ways, be sensitive to know which one. But anyway, so we're saying that Isaac was, you know, told by the Lord, do not, verse 2, right? The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt, but do as I tell you. Live here in a foreign land, as a foreigner in this land. Watch this now. And I will be with you and bless you and hereby confirm that I will give you these lands, all right? I hereby confirm that I'll give these lands to you and your descendants. Watch this. Just as I solemnly promised Abraham your father. How don't you take note of something here? So God is talking to Isaac and God says, I made a promise to your father. I need to fulfill it. Are you getting that? I made a promise to your daddy. I've got to fulfill it. It wasn't Isaac that went to God and said, God, you know you're the God of my father, Abraham. So God, you got to do me a favor right now. You cannot leave me now. My dad is dead. No, Abraham died and God was on the ultimate search. Allow me. I know that was not what was happening. God knew who Isaac was. But Abraham was dead. The promise was hanging. The promise wasn't fulfilled. And God said, I owe Abraham. Even in death, I am committed to Abraham. Someone needs to get this. I owe Abraham. Even in death, I am committed to Abraham. So I've got to find his child and I've got to bless his child. Oh, hallelujah. So the blessing of God to Abraham, the promise of God to Abraham was not terminated at the death of Abraham. It was very much alive, very much in existence, and God made the promise. So God was committed to it. Remember what we used to say when we were kids? A promise is a debt God owed Abraham. And in as much as Abraham wasn't alive to hold God onto his promise and say, God, you owe me, you cannot fail, God was committed. So once again, all right, in the third verse, God says to Isaac, live here as a foreigner in this land and I will bless you. All right, I will be with you. I will bless you. I hereby confirm that I will give all these lands to you and your descendants, just as I solemnly promised Abraham, your father, just as I solemnly promised Abraham, your father. There's a promise. It's hanging. It cannot go away. It's hanging. It cannot go away. It's hanging. And I want us to keep reading. Please see verse 4. I will cause your descendants to become as numerous as the stars of the sky. I will give them all these lands, and through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Sounds familiar, right? Now, verse 5, please look at verse 5. I will do this because Abraham listened to me and obeyed all my requirements, commands, decrees, and instructions. So God blesses Isaac because of Abraham, not because Isaac did something special, not because No. Then we come to the popular verses 12 and 13. All right. When Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted. Why? Because the Lord blessed him. Oh, hallelujah. Because the Lord blessed him. Because the Lord blessed him. Child of God, you are now by revelation in Galatians 3:29, the authentic seed of Abraham. So the blessing of Abraham, the promises of God to Abraham, they belong to you now. Yes, in our own turn, we have to unlock it by faith. We have to unlock it by faith. Okay? But it's good to know. Because one thing that defeats the church is ignorance. We do not know. My people perish because they lack knowledge. And it's exciting to bring this knowledge to us this morning. You could take some moments and read these portions by yourself. This is like your family album. You know, when you're looking through and you're like, oh my goodness, is this my family? Oh my goodness, is this my family? Oh my goodness, we're so blessed. We're so blessed. We're so blessed. Then you go again and check the wheel and realize that you were the authentic seed. Wow, Go in and get your inheritance. Go in and get your blessing. Go in and get your increase. Go in and get your favor. Don't sit there wondering when someone will come favor you. Don't sit down there sulking because nobody, you know, you felt so entitled, but they, you know, the people, you know, you had this entitlement thing for them, give it to you. No, get up and go. Get up and believe God. Get up and listen. If people say, you know, remember what Jesus said, if you don't praise me, these rocks will cry out. Why? Because the scriptures must be fulfilled. And because you are the seed of Abraham, the seed, the scriptures have to be fulfilled. If God has to move over 10 people so as to get the favor through to you, so as that door will open for you, so as that thing would happen for you, God will do it. It will happen. You are the authentic seed of Abraham. I was about to say, can I get an amen? I think someone is getting blessed here this morning. You are the seed of Abraham. That's who you are. All right. So we find that Isaac was prosperous. And even the same king of Abimelech, having chased him out of the city, you know, came back again to beg him. Had to come and make a pact with him. All right, I'm trying to skip now to the 26th verse. Isaac is digging wells. Isaac is finding water. Nobody's finding water. There's famine in the land. Isaac keeps finding water. 26 says, one day King Abimelech. Okay, you need to see this part. All right. All right, so we had read 12. Let's read 12 again. When Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted, for the Lord blessed him. All right, 13, we need to see this. I almost missed it. He became a very rich man. His wealth continued to grow. I speak that to someone listening to me this morning. Your wealth continues to grow. Your wealth continues to grow. You are the seed of Abraham. Your wealth continues to grow. I speak to you listening to me this morning that the things you plant, this is him laboring. So whether plant like business, you know, whether plant like career, Isaac planted. He was a farmer, so he planted. I speak blessings and abundance over your labor. I speak blessings and abundance over the things you do. I speak blessings and abundance over the favors you give to people. I speak blessings and abundance even over seeds that you sow. And I declare you receive a multiplied harvest this year because that's your inheritance. Because it is what we see that you enjoy according to this word. And I declare that like Isaac, you become a very rich person and your wealth continues to grow. King James says he began to prosper. But that should be the, I think NIV now, began to prosper, continued to prosper till he became very prosperous. You know, became very, very, very prosperous. Very prosperous. And he acquired so many flocks of sheep and goats and herds of cattle and servants that the Philistines became jealous of him. So the Philistines filled up, you know, all of Isaac's wells with dirt. You know, these were the wells that had been dug in by the servants of Abraham, you know, his father. Finally, Abimelech ordered Isaac to leave the country. Go somewhere else, he said, for you have become too powerful for us. He was bounced. He went, you know, somewhere, found land. You know, God blessed him. But 26, I need to skip it. All right, because of time. One day, Abimelech came from Gerar, with his advisor, Ahuza, you know, and also Phicol, his army commander. Why have you come here, Isaac asked. You obviously hate me since you kicked me off your land. They replied, watch this, watch their reply. We can see plainly that the Lord is with you. So we want to enter into a sworn treaty with you. Let us make a covenant. Swear that you will not harm us, just as we have never troubled you. We have always treated you well. All right. We have sent you away from us in peace. And now look how the Lord has blessed you. This is somebody's testimony in this place. Men will say, look how the Lord has blessed you. But you, like Isaac, must trust in the Lord and not in the arm of flesh. If men disappoint you, men kick you out, men push you out, do not have to fight and scheme and, you know, squirm. And no. Listen, even if you are in the bush, you will prosper. I remember moving to Jobode like almost 14 years ago now, and people pitied me, felt bad for me. Sometimes I don't even go to certain places in Lagos. Sometimes I couldn't even go, not that I didn't want to go. I couldn't even go, missed weddings, missed events, sometimes because there was not even enough money to move around. But in a strange land, you will prosper. Oh, I've seen it before. In a strange, listen, this is your inheritance. Many times we'll move, we say, oh, will I do well there? Will I do well there? But in a strange land, you will prosper. In a strange land, you will prosper. In a strange land, you will prosper. In a strange land. Are you getting this? Because I need you to focus on what God wants you to understand. In a strange land, you will prosper. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I want us to skip now to Genesis 28. All right. Isaac is the seed of Abraham. I mean, he's a physical heir. All right. That took over from Abraham. So let's see Jacob. Jacob now took over from the, you know, took over the blessing. All right. Received the blessing. All right. From Isaac. So we find Jacob now, all right, running away from Esau. And then he got over to a place and then made stone, you know, for pillow. So I want you to say, okay, let's just read from verse 10 of Genesis 28, verse 10. Meanwhile, Jacob left Beersheba and traveled toward Haran. At sundown, he arrived at a place to set up a camp and stop there for the night. Jacob found a stone to rest his head against and lay down to sleep. As he slept, he dreamed of a stairway that reached from the earth up to heaven and saw angels of God going up and down the stairway. 13. At the top of the stairway stood the Lord, and the Lord said, I am the Lord, the God of your grandfather Abraham, and the God of your father Isaac. The ground you are lying on belongs to you. I am giving it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will be as numerous as the dust of the earth. They will spread out in all directions, to the west and the east, to the north and the south, and all families of the earth will be blessed through you and your descendants. See, God is, you know, just revising, but still the same promise he gave to Abraham and Isaac. Through you, had all the earth be blessed, you know, through you and your descendants. Please, I want you to see this 15th verse. What's more, I am with you, and I will protect you wherever you go. One day, I will bring you back to this land. Watch this last part. I will not leave you until I finish giving you everything I have promised you. I will not leave you until I finish giving you everything I have promised you. I will not leave you. Are you getting this? It's like someone telling you, I will stay with you till I finish you. But this finishing now is for good. God says, I will not leave you. I will be with you till I'm done. I'm done. Listen, boy, I will bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. I mean, I will not stop till I'm done. I will not stop till you're screaming, Mama, Mama, this blessing is too much. You will overflow and run over. Listen, once again, like in Isaac's case, this is God showing up to Jacob. This is not Jacob running up to God. This is God telling Jacob, I need to introduce myself to you. Guy, I'm the God of your grandpapa, and I'm the God of your papa, and I've come to tell you I am here to bless you. Hi. Hey. Anybody rejoicing? I've come to tell you, me, I am here to bless you. He says, God, what are you looking for? I made a promise to your grandpapa, and I continue the same promise to your papa. Now, these men, I mean, they were good men, all right? And your grandpapa, I owe him, and until I'm done, I cannot rest. Anybody feeling how I'm trying to paint this picture to us? Because that, hey, come on now. Who showed up here? Was it Isaac? I mean, Jacob that went to beg God, oh God, oh God, oh God, help me, help me. No. God came to talk to him. God revealed himself to him. And I'm saying, because you are the seed of Abraham, because you are the authentic seed of Abraham, this is your portion. Is your business not doing well enough? Stand your ground. Is it doing well enough but can take a lift into another dimension? Stand your ground. Is your health challenged in any way? Abraham's children were healthy. Do you receive favor? You know, well, you know, for certain things, these people enjoyed favor. Yes, we find Laban cheating Jacob, but the moment Jacob woke up after 20 years, and that's where revelation comes in. Yesterday, we talked about it. God gave us that revelation yesterday. All right? The more you know what you have, the more you appreciate it, because your revelation, when we talk about the devices, right? If you now go and Google about your device, you have new information about it. Wow, so this is what my device can do. So you gain revelation from the information, and it allows you to appreciate, all right, your device, and then you have a better experience. Your experience, you know, your experience is enhanced. And I'm saying that this is who we are. This is what we need to understand. That we must fight ignorance. So while Isaac sat at home and his father's servant went to get a wife for him, Jacob, on the other hand, thought, you know, I'm a schemer. I can sort my way out. So I find a beautiful lady. I'm going to make a deal with her papa. All right. And I'm going to make a deal. And then the papa swindles me. I'm going to make a deal again. And instead of just trying to get one wife, he gets four. But God's so always interesting. He makes something out of everything. Still now, turn all the children to the 12 tribes of Israel. Oh, dear Lord, the way God just works all these things out is amazing. All right? So the way you see them turn out to 12 tribes, you almost wonder, okay, should we blame Jacob right now? But, you know, yet again, God would have sorted 12 tribes somehow, or sorted the whole thing somehow. But God is love, and He's kind, and He just works things all out, works things all out. Even things that could be mistakes, God could turn them around for your favor. Things that can crush you, finish you, grind you like powder, God just works it out for you, and the same thing becomes your stepping stone. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Need I remind you about David? The same Bathsheba still gave birth to Solomon, and God said, I love the boy. Oh, I love the boy. I really love the boy. God just has a way. Should we then continue to do wrong because God could turn it around? No. No. Oh, 1,000 times, no. But I'm saying that God is kind. God is merciful. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is going about hunting down the seeds of Abraham. Anybody seen that here? God met Isaac and said, I owe your papa a promise. God now showed up to Jacob and said, I owe your grandpapa a promise. I'm telling you this morning, God owes you a promise. Oh, yes, Abraham didn't give better time, but he still did. Isaac didn't give better time, but he still did. Some say, well, that means there's a curse somewhere. Hey, why focus on the negative? The curse, if you want to claim it was a curse, wasn't it broken? All right, so they didn't end up being barren because they were children of Abraham. There's fruitfulness in the house. So no matter what you feel you're barren about, whether materially, whether in your body, whether whatever it is, it will flow, because here it's blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing. That's what you have in the seed of Abraham. I will bless you. I will bless you. I will bless. That's all they get to hear here. So you are the seed of Abraham. All you hear about is the blessing. Oh, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Then you can go over. And I believe we'll treat that better, you know, tomorrow. All right, so you go over to Deuteronomy 28. And Moses says, if you hearken to the law that God gave, all right, then you are blessed. If you don't hearken, then you are cursed. And Galatians 3, which we'll look at well tomorrow, says, excuse me, Sir Moses, I understand that you were given by God as a schoolmaster, you know, as a preserver, you know, the people of Israel until the Christ will come, and I'm good to go. Now I know that I am connected to the blessing of Abraham without the conditions of the law. So I can go to Deuteronomy 28 and read, and I read that blessing on you. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the field. You are blessed in your basket and your storehouse. You are blessed in your body. You are blessed in your ground. Everything that you do is blessed. Can I get an amen? You are blessed. And the same way God hunted down the seed of Abraham, these blessings are hunting you down. These blessings are hunting you down, child of God. Don't sit back. Don't just go through things, you know. Don't be laid back. Be aggressive about your blessing. I beg you. Be aggressive about your blessings. Stand your ground where your health is concerned. Stand your ground where divine direction is concerned. Stand your ground where anything that concerns you is concerned. Stand your ground. That increase is yours. That favor is yours. That blessing is yours. Stand your ground, child of God. Stand your ground. You were laid down, laid back, laid off. I mean, not laid back now, laid off. Dust yourself as a seed of Abraham. Doors are opening for you. Wisdom is coming to you. So even if it's busy, an idea will come. Because you are the seed of Abraham, it has to grow. God will give you the wisdom. He might say, go talk to this person. If you had gone to that person without God sending you there, you might not get a favor. You might get excuses. You might get, oh, sorry, I just helped 5 people. Oh, sorry, I can't help you now. But because God sent you, you will just find the person saying, in fact, you've been on my mind. You've been on my mind. You've been on my mind. Oh, yeah, take this one. Oh, yeah, come again. Oh, yeah, take this other one. Because God said the word. Oh, hallelujah. And Romans 4:16 says, it is received. The promise is received by faith. It's a gift, free gift. So I'm telling you, activate it by faith. Oh, activate it by faith. Activate it by faith. Go get your promise. Go get your inheritance. Go get it. It's yours. And I'll see you tomorrow. I'll leave you right now with this beautiful song, all right, by Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers. Have a wonderful day. Stay conscious of your blessing. See you tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there?